Good evening, Audio Boo.
Happy evening, Audio Boo.
Happy evening, Audio Boo. We are coming up to the waterfall in Riverside Gardens. We are walking to Nando's. It's a bit of a come down from chapter one, but... All right, don't be long.
No, I'm not going. Okay, do what you do.
Okay, I'm just recording the water again. Because I like the sound of running water. I think it's very therapeutic. I'm just going to move my microphone down so that my voice doesn't come out so loud. That's it. It's really quite powerful, that, isn't it? Darling?
Yeah?
Do you think it's very powerful?
What is that?
The water's very powerful.
Powerful waters. Who's with you?
We call you the powerful waters. Okay, we can move on now, shall we?
Moving on.
We're moving on now. It's like a Mediterranean or a Nigerian evening tonight. It's very warm still. It's gone 9 o'clock, I think. Or around about nine.
Has it gone 9 o'clock?
I don't know. It might not have gone 9 o'clock.
4 minutes to nine.
5 minutes to nine. And we've walked from home. We had a nice walk and a nice talk. We said the only thing missing, there's not lots of nice smells in here, is we haven't got the sound of the crickets. Because that would tell you...
No, people eat crickets in Nigeria.
Yes, you told me before. They're a delicacy, aren't they? Extra protein.
I don't eat them anyway.
Oh, you've never eaten them. Oh, okay.
It's not my kind of thing.
No, good. Have we got to walk past your spot?
Yeah. I'm thinking tomorrow. I'd like to be in church tomorrow.
Okay. Are we coming to it now?
No, it's supposed to be further. Not too far. I can see it from here though, okay. The door coming here now, small little.
At least we haven't got to worry. There's more running water here.
Auntie Rissi's dog, white and black.
He's mixed race.
Hello, doggy. Happy evening.
That crash was at the factory, I think.
Lou, you're still laughing.
Div. Happy evening, doggy. They're crashing and banging at the factory.
Yeah, look at all the sound just to make bread.
Yeah, I think they're probably, I don't know what they're doing, loading up the trucks or...
Look at all that machines, all that big shit, all that for bread.
Yeah.
You need to see a bakery in Nigeria.
Oh, I'm so hot, Divi.
Are you?
I think I'm going to take this cardigan thing off. Oh.
The air is still, right?
Yeah. Now, have you got a bag?
Nope.
That's all right, I'll carry it.
I've got give it a hung on my shoulder like a...
Maybe I'll lose it.
A flag.
Oh, that's much better. Whew, it's only a little thing, but it was making me hot.
It's a frog. Oh, no, it's a toad, no?
Where? By the water?
It ran. It was going to cross the road in front of us and then...
It ran back.
It ran back. I don't know why. We don't kill niggas.
We don't eat you.
No, we eat them, but we don't kill them.
Okay. If you say so.
It's my regular roots, you know.
Well, it used to be.
It used to be my regular roots.
Anyway, I think I'm going to pause it there for now, because I don't want to make it too long, because then we can't upload it.
Yeah, you haven't updated.
Hello, everyone. Oops. Okay. I'm just making sure it's recording. Oops, where's the table? The table's kind of far. Oops. We are now at Nando's. We are sitting outside and we're kind of round the corner away from everyone else, which is... Ow!
Because we're aliens.
We're aliens, yeah. And we're about to hear the menu. So what's the menu, Divi?
I'll tell you in your ears. You read it out, okay?
No, you can read it out.
Okay, appetizers.
Appetizers. Not appetizers.
I think it's appetizers.
It's not, it's appetizers.
It should be appetizer, but I think it's appetizers.
Why have they spelled it?
A-double-P-E.
Yeah.
T-E-A-S-E.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, I'm sorry. And by the way, Audio Boo, there was a flash of lightning just now. So we don't know if it's going to progress. But who cares?
You do.
I might be the first to run in the door if it starts, but I probably won't.
Okay, peckish. Peckish, like a question mark there.
Yeah.
this will tide you over.
Well, you don't have to read that. Okay. The appetizers, they're just...
Okay, three chicken wings.
They're like a mini starter.
Three chicken wings. One of our star treats. Tender, spicy and juicy. Plenty to gnaw on.
You don't have to read that all out.
Just humus with peri peri drizzle. Red pepper dip.
I'm having the humus, I've decided.
Spicy mixed olives. Peri peri nuts. And garlic bread.
Okay.
Then you have to share.
What's to share now? Okay, what's to share?
Spicy mixed olives, red pepper dip, humus with peri peri drizzle, and one pita for 2 to 4 people to share.
I don't think we need to have that, do you?
I don't know.
Well, you could eat the lot on its own, but there's no meat in that for you.
So I can eat this, see?
Yeah.
Peri peri, the hot African bird's eye chili is mixed with
African
fresh herbs and spices to make our unique paste. Extra hot, medium, lemon and herb, or mango and lime. Plenish. Okay, on the bone. This is what I like, on the bone.
I know that.
What we are famous for, fried chicken marinated for 24 hours in peri-peri and flame grilled to order.
Okay.
You got whole chicken for £12.50.
Are you gonna? You're not gonna have a whole chicken, are you?
I could.
I don't doubt that.
10 chicken wings, 5 chicken wings, half chicken, a quarter of a chicken. Is that the mint?
I suppose so, yeah.
Sharing platters. Wing platter.
I wonder if they've got any... Connor said they do vegetarian things. I don't really care if they don't, as long as I can have coleslaw and...
Burgers, pitas and wraps.
Will wants a wrap. Do they do takeaways here? We'll have to ask that girl.
Peri-peri chicken, beefy gatecrasher. Beefy, is that beef?
Oh yeah, I suppose it must be. What does it say about it?
Beefsteak basted with garlic and peri-peri, served as a Portuguese roll.
But it's not, I don't suppose it's very big. I don't know, it doesn't really say, does it?
Sharing platters, veg paradise. Yeah, I think that's a vegetarian thing, right?
But is it a sharing one, though?
No.
Okay. What do you get for that?
I think they meant veg paradise.
Then. Yeah. Veggie paradise.
Yeah, they said veg paradise.
P-E-R-I-D-I-S. Oh, yeah, because there's a play on words. Peri-peri-peri.
Yeah, it's play on words, yeah. Veggie. A spicy soya and tomato burger seasoned with spring onion, green chili, and cayenne pepper.
Mm-mm.
You got burger or pita, you got wrap. Then you got beanie, cheddar, cheese, chickpea, and sweet corn burger.
Whoa.
Pulsating with lentils, peas.
Did I feel rain then?
Pumpkin seeds. You might have done, I don't know.
I think I might have done.
Yeah. It's quite still though.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you got portobello mushroom and halloumi. These niggas are good with names, right?
Yeah.
Roasted portobello mushroom and grilled halloumi cheese steam up to defeat burger. Up to defeat burger. What up with these niggas, man? That says you got salads. You want to eat salads?
Yeah.
Avocado and green bean salad. Mediterranean salad. Caesar salad.
Okay.
Mixed leaf salad. Okay. I don't even know what I want here right now. There's too many shit on here.
It's not shit, Divi. I don't know why it suddenly started talking there, my phone. I think I will have the hummus appetizer and... I don't know what to have. What side dishes? Do they do... Connor said they do jacket potatoes, do they?
Jacket potato?
Yeah.
Side. You got spicy rice...
Well, that sounds quite nice.
You got coleslaw, garlic bread, mixed leaf salad, creamy mash.
Yeah.
That's velvety smooth potato.
Okay.
You got chips, you got corn on the cob, and you got macho peas.
Okay. I might have... Now, what shall I have? One of those burgers. What was the one that had the... The peas and I think it was the second one. We're right near Seven Oaks Way, everybody. It's near where we're near where Costa was the other day. Well, it's still there.
Oh, it's got lost behind it. Or they got beer, cider.
Well, you can have something like that if you want. I didn't know if they did alcohol, but I didn't really think about it. Yeah, we haven't decided on drinks, have we?
Okay, appetizers. I'll go for chicken wings.
Okay. That's the only meat one, isn't it?
Yeah, you're going for hummus, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you can have my chicken wings. You can try some.
Oh, I don't want your chicken wings. Okay. Yeah, thanks for the offer.
And then,
but no thanks.
On the main, I don't like anything chicken there, so...
I thought you wanted the whole chicken.
No, change my mind about it. If you thought it was like a big beef, I'd like it, but chicken's not my thing. I got tired of eating chicken.
Okay.
So I'll go for the... I hope it's big anyway. Prego steak roll.
Okay. And what are you going to have with
it's
it?
It's £11.85.
Oh, it must be quite big, I should think. What do you get with it? Does it say?
It's a beef steak, basted with garlic and peri-peri, served in the Portuguese roll.
Okay.
So I'll
does it not come with anything, or do you have to have stuff extra?
That's what it says about it.
Okay, we'll have.
So I'll have the three chicken wings. I'll have the beefy gate crusher.
Okay.
Why is it called a gate crusher?
I don't know.
And then you have the hummus of peri peri drizzle, right?
Yeah.
And then what will you have as a main?
What's the burger? The second vegetarian burger.
You got veggie, a spicy soya and tomato burger seasoned with spring onion, green chili and cayenne pepper.
Yeah.
You got bini, that's cheddar cheese, chickpea and sweet corn burger pulsating with lentils, peas and pumpkin seeds. Then you have portobello mushroom and halloumi.
I think I'll have the first one.
Okay.
And then I think I'll have some coleslaw and some spicy rice.
Well, what about salads? I don't think you can eat it all, Ali.
No.
Knowing you.
No, that's why I'm not going to have too much.
What about desserts? You got desserts?
Yeah, well, we can decide. I don't think we have to order it all, but we better hurry up because time's getting on. I won't want a dessert. I very much doubt I would want a dessert, but you might do.
But
you've got Connor's cake when you get back.
Yeah.
But what about drinks?
I'll have Connor's cake in the morning. Drink, I think I'll go for... I wouldn't want to take beer. I think it's spoiled the whole thing.
Yeah, it'll fill you up.
I don't feel much. Just spotted the taste of it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll take it with...
See what refillable drinks they got, because that's what was said. And when you go in, ask if they do takeaways. He wants some kind... We'll have to see what kind of... We'll have to ring him and tell him what wraps they have. Maybe we ought to do that now. Because in case it gets too late, you see what I mean?
So, going to order now, what am I getting for you? The hummus?
Hummus?
And the veggie.
And the, spicy rice and coleslaw. But you can have some of that. I don't know how big it is, but do you want
to
get yourself...
I'll tell them to do a double portion of it. We'll have it in one plate. I'll roll it separately.
No, just have it in one plate. And what about... Do you want chips or anything?
No.
Are chips. You sure?
No, chips for me, man.
Okay. No mash? Garlic bread?
Oh, no. I'm going to throw up.
Okay. I hope that's going to be enough for you.
I expect the beef to be big. It's £11 something, right?
Yeah. It needs to be for that price, but who says it? If it fits into a roll, I don't know what size roll it is.
Okay, then I'll ask them to...
Ask them.
If I have that with rice, I should be good.
Okay. And what can we get were? What wraps? He wanted a wrap.
Well, I'm having a look at the wrap section.
And he wants wraps and chips. Ask him if they do that. They can do that for takeaway. I don't know if they can. If not, we'll just buy it and put it in that plastic box.
We want grilled chicken. Fillet of chicken breast grilled to your favourite spiciness.
What else do they do? I suppose I could ring him and ask him. But I don't know if he actually tells you what wraps they do, does it?
Tell him to look it online and check the wraps.
I told him to do that. Let me ring him and ask him. Okay, Audio Boo, I'm just going to pause this for a minute. I hate pausing Audio Boo because I can never get it going again. Now, I thought it was recording just now, so I'm sorry if I repeat myself, but Obi's gone to order the food. I'm having hummus with warm pita and a peri-peri or peri-peri, whatever you call it, sauce, or whatever it is, and drizzle, And for a starter, he's having chicken wings. As a main course, I'm having a soya burger with spicy rice and coleslaw, and he's having a steak roll thing with rice. And I'm having cloudy lemonade, and he's having whatever he chooses from the refill drinks. And we don't know what Ronan, we don't know what we're getting for him yet. He wants a wrap, but we're not sure what wraps they do, so he's going to ask, because you have to go up to order here, but we don't really mind that. It's fine. In a way, I don't know, I like being waited on, but sometimes you can feel pressurised if people keep coming round and saying, are you all right, and all that. So it's quite nice that you can do your own thing. And I presume you pay there and then, otherwise we could just do a runner, couldn't we? Not that I would. I'd never condone that, of course. I'm just saying. I've been left with Obi's iPad. I've got my hand on it. And I've got a squeaky chair. And his glasses. His shades. And it's a very nice evening. It's about 9:30. There's people walking by. Probably think I'm a mad woman sitting at the table talking to myself. Because this is the Nugent Centre, and we're right by the steps, where, if any of you know it locally, I know this way in. You can come up these steps and you're on the left-hand side where Marks & Spencer's are, because Costa's the first shop Marks & Spencer's are. Marks & Spencer's is, well, okay, that is kind of are, because there's two. There's the clothing and the cafe, and then there's the food shop, like the supermarket, it's separate, it's next door. It's a bit of a come down from chapter one, but at least we got here. And I don't feel pressurised. It's going to be a lot cheaper, although it's not cheap. I don't think it's really cheap. I don't feel pressurised to... I don't know, I can't explain it. Because it's so expensive at chapter one, I think I enjoy myself where somewhere that's not so formal, really. I'm not saying I never want to go there, but I think I'm better off somewhere really informal. And I hope the food's nice. There's a bus going by. I can't tell you it's the R4, because the R4 doesn't come along here. And it probably, well, it's, it, there's lots of buses that do, the 51. Do you know, I don't even remember. 273? Does that come down here? Yes, I think it still does. R1, R11, B14. 61 doesn't come down here anymore. It did for a few years when they were repairing the bridge. Doesn't anymore, unfortunately. I think that's it. There might be some others I'm forgetting. If I want to get the R4 home, but we probably walk, I hope we walk. But then I would have walked up 3 miles, so I'd be really pleased with that. It's 1.5 miles from here to home. It doesn't seem that far, but I think it does when I'm working the dog, because we're walking faster and it's more tiring. But when I'm walking with Obi and we're just talking the whole way, which we were, all of a sudden we were here. Like we flew. Anyway, I'm going to pause this for now because I don't want to make it too long. And I'll come back when we've had our starters. I hope you're all having as good an evening as we are. And I hope I can get this recording again, the bloody thing. Oh, and by the way, I haven't brought... because he could have had a nice walk and I could have worked him, but I just wanted a leisurely walk. And to be honest, I didn't want the attention of the dog. I can do without that. Some blind people thrive on it. I'm not saying any of you lot do, because I don't think you do, but I do know blind people. I'd even go as far as to say some blind people have a dog for attention. There used to be a man that lived around here, and he was almost, he was he used to walk around with no cane while he had his dog. I don't mean with the dog, but he had a dog, and sometimes he used to choose to leave it at home and walk around without a cane. And I don't know, I think he didn't really need it, but he used to go in all the shops and really lap up all the attention. And I do know a few people like that. I think they're few and far between, but I'm not one of them. That's the one thing about having a guide dog that I really don't like. I don't like all the attention. I don't want to stick out like a sore thumb. And when I go out for a meal, I don't want people talking to me the whole time. I know I might be antisocial, but I just want to get on with enjoying myself and being away from the house. And if I'm on a bus or anywhere like that, or in the hospital waiting room or something, that's fair game. But when I'm out for a meal, I really don't want it. So I will often leave my dog at home if I don't need him to get there, which tonight I didn't, for the simple reason I just don't want people coming over when we're eating and saying, oh, what a lovely dog, and him getting up and me having to go through all the palaver if I want him to lay down, and you know, and people staring at us while we're eating and all that. I just don't want it. I think we would have been okay down here because we've come quite late. They shut at 10:30. We've come quite late, so most people from the outside have gone. There's still people inside because I can hear them. But they're clearing the tables up outside by the sound of it. So I'm quite pleased that I didn't bring him, because I just want to have a night out. And you know, it's the first time Obi and I have ever been out at night, apart from in Nigeria. We've been out in the day, but we've never had an evening out together. So I just don't want it to be interrupted by everybody. I don't mind audio booby interrupting it, that's fine. I don't mind if my kids ring me or anyone else, but I don't want people I don't know coming over and saying, oh, how long have you had your dog and all that. I just don't want it. Maybe I'm a misery, but I'm quite happy being one. Bah humbug. Bye bye for now.
I'm on the mint dish now.
Hello, audio boom. I've got my starter here. Well, Do you want to help me finish this? Or do you want to eat your main course?
Main course it is.
Okay. It's very nice, but it's a little dish of hummus and a little bottle of peri peri sauce. And loads of pita bread. I can't even eat it all, but I should take it home. I think I'll start.
Oh, pita bread, though.
Huh?
Pita bread, is that what it says?
Pita bread. Pita bread.
Oh, okay.
Where's my main divvy?
That's my bunch.
And Obi had wings and he's gnawed all the bones like a... Well, I won't tell you what he called himself in there. An African jungle. Where's my main course, Dibs?
Whoa, hold on. I can't get it out for you.
Sorry.
Oh, I almost dropped it.
Oh, it's a big plate. How the hell am I going to eat that? What's that sticking up? Oh, it's got a flag in it. What's that flag sticking out the top? How the hell? The plate's not big enough. We bought a plastic container. I think we're going to be taking half of this home. What's this flag sticking out the top? Does it say Nando's?
A medium. Nando's medium.
Oh, okay. Where's my knife? Could have done with a spoon, really.
On a spoon. Could I have done a spoon for you?
That's all right. But for the rice. Because look, the plate's not big enough. Do you see what I mean? It's tilted. It doesn't all fit.
Hold on. Not big enough. I haven't moved it now, sir.
There's not room on the table. Really.
There is.
Oh, okay.
No, put it on there now.
Coleslaw's at the side. I think I might just tip it onto the plate. Do you think that's the easiest thing?
If you want, yeah. I'll have some coleslaw.
No, I'll leave the coleslaw in the bowl. I don't want to mix it with the rice, really. Have you tasted the rice? It's nice. Nice rice, everyone.
I'll fasten the rice.
I'm going to pause it now because You don't want to hear us chewing and clattering, but I have such trouble putting it on again. Okay, Audio Boo, we are nearly finished. And it was very nice, but we decided we didn't think it was worth the money we paid. But it was nice, and the service was quite good, wasn't it? Although we had to go up and get our own, but they were quite helpful. My main course, it was like a pita bread with the veggie burger, and I can't eat much of that. I'm going to have to take that home because it will fill me up too much. I think I've got an appetite of a flea these days. I've eaten my rice, I've eaten the coleslaw, and I've eaten my hummus, and there's some pita bread. We might take that home. There's only a couple of bits of that left. And what do you think of yours, darling? You're full?
I'm still eating.
Oh, he's still eating. Okay. And I think it's nice. It's just, what did it come to, about 40-something pound? But that was for three of us because we got Wara takeaway. Ronan, where's my drink gone? Okay. We got Ronan a takeaway of chicken wrap and chips. It's quite expensive for what it is, I think. But having said that, we've had a nice time, haven't we? And it's just really nice to come out in the evening. And it's lovely to be able to sit outside, even with all that traffic. I can ignore that. It doesn't bother me at all. It's just nice to be outside and out together, isn't it, darling?
Yeah, beautiful living it is. Beautiful living it is.
Yeah, it's a beautiful living. We're going to have a nice walk back, aren't we? And then I've got the fun of trying to get the cats in. My drink was nice. I don't know, it wasn't fizzy, which is a good thing, because I am not that keen on fizzy drinks. It's cloudy lemonade, and it's like lemon squash, really. But it's nice. It's very refreshing. It's very lemony. It's actually nice. Because lemonade mostly isn't very lemony, I don't think. It's just like fizzy water. Unless you buy an expensive lemonade. But we bought a plastic container with us, so my burger wrap will be going into that, as will the little bits of pita bread. Waste not, want not, and all that. And by the time I get home, I might feel like eating it. If not, I should put it in the fridge and have it tomorrow. But the rice was nice. It was spicy, as they said. Coleslaw was okay. The hummus was lovely. I just ate that with a fork, because I was getting too full up eating it with the pita bread, so in the end, I just ate it like that. And my darling has got his mouth full of meat. We can smell the bread from Allied Bakeries. We can smell that. You can smell that all over this region, really. From here, you can smell it at home sometimes, can't we? Not very often, but sometimes. You get a waft of it.
Only you. Only you.
Only me? Can you not smell it at home?
I know that.
With me and my nose, yeah, I know, but next time we'll try somewhere different. But at least we came out, and I'm really happy that we did. Because first of all, we were meant to come out for our anniversary and we didn't. Then we were meant to come out for your birthday and then we didn't. But now we're here. Because we kind of decided to come out, but we just got up and got ready and came out, didn't we? And we came out quite late. And it's a little bit, it could be a little bit chilly now. I've got no sleeves on my dress. but I'm not cold. It has, the temperature's definitely dropped now though, don't you think? Sorry, I'll keep making you talk when you've got your mouth full. Sorry, darling.
All right. But I'm not myself right now.
Huh?
I'm not pissed off right now.
You're pissed off?
Mm.
Why?
I'm not full, but my jaws are tired of shrimp.
You're not full, but is it tough, that meat, then?
Mm.
Do you like it cooked better than that?
Yeah.
Is it, like, kind of medium rare?
Yeah. Medium.
Medium, yeah. And you like it well done?
Mm.
Connor said he likes his medium up. Now, I was surprised at that, because he likes it pink. Not really pink, like rare.
Two police people just passing by, a male and a female. Police man and woman. Police man and police woman. Black man, white woman.
Oh, like me and you. A black policeman.
Mm.
It's nice to see that. Very nice. And there should be more of them. And Indians and Asians and Chinese and every other nation. And then I think the police force would be a better organisation. And there you have it, Audio Boo.
The best way to describe our table right now, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
The best way to?
Describe our table right now.
Escape?
To describe our table
oh,
right now.
Oh, is it a mess? A bomb
it's
site?
Like a tornado just passed through here.
A tornado? What's wrong with it?
Everything has gone down. There's nothing left on the table. Everything, your rice plate is empty.
My burger things, they're still there, though, and the pita bread.
Some bones over there, cracked over there.
He cracked his bones, everyone. Darling, you better go and see about what's takeaway before they close, and we can't get it because we're outside.
What time is it?
I don't know, but it must be getting on for half 10.
Hold on.
How many minutes have I got left on that?
I don't know, walk that shit out.
It says
I think it's 27 minutes something.
I think that's what's left.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't want it to be too long, so I think I'm going to pause it now, everyone.
10:27.
Is that what time it is? We better get in there quick.
Yeah.
I'm going to pause it now and I'll come
hold on
back.
To this one.
Yes, I've got your iPad. Oh, I've got the glasses. And I'm going to pause this so that when I come back, we will be walking home in the park. Okay, now that should be it now. If I put it in my bag, I managed to get it in there without knocking it off. Audio Boo, sort out why it's so hard to start it up again. Now, we are in the park on our way home. And we are just coming where the river flows.
Yeah, no, that's a different one. Let me go by the other one.
I know, but this is, let's just stand here a sec. Grass is damp, isn't it? Oh, you won't know because I've got flip-flops on. There's the running water of the River Cray. I don't know what time it is. It must be about 11 o'clock at night. We've met some other people in here. Just two other... Well, the two... Oh, shit, I've trodden in mud. I've got all mud over my feet.
Right?
Oh, well. It'll wash
come
off.
Come to the grass and clean it off.
No, it's all right. It's all right, darling. It's on my foot. It's no good cleaning it off on the grass because that's where I got it muddy. It'll be all right. It'll come off when we get home. It'll probably... Oh, what's that lovely smell?
I can't smell it, can you?
Oh, can you not smell that? Oh, how can you not smell that? You're missing out.
How can I smell that?
It's really lovely. It's like perfume.
It smells like this.
Oh, stop it. You farted on Audio Boo. I don't think they heard it though, because it was a squeaky one. It went, ee-ee! It sounded like a rat coming out your backside. Ee-ee! Help! Let me out! Oh,
it's
that's
an African rat. Let me out!
Let me out! Where are you going? Where am I going? Out of here! Hey! Oops, there's a dog. Probably thinks there's some. I think that's some. Oh, the smells in here are absolutely.
Yeah, I think I can smell that.
Don't you like it?
Nope.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Is it?
Really. If anyone hasn't got a sense of smell, I think that must be one of the worst things.
Yeah, you're never going to smell shit like water, I guess.
Yes, well, luckily I didn't smell that, thankfully. Here we are at the waterfall again, the big bad waterfall.
There's a ladder over there where you can climb in.
Seriously?
No, here, on the other side there.
Well, that's for maintenance, I expect.
Yeah, I think for maintenance, yeah, but I think I can get it.
No, you're not going in
I'm
there.
I'm not going myself, just... Oh. It's accessible.
That water's quite deep, isn't it? Why are we walking this way? Is this the way we go?
This is the way we came, straight like this.
Yeah.
You want to go into the bushes?
Yeah. Why not?
Well, let's just do the main road.
Okay. Yeah, that water's quite deep there, I think. One day next week, why don't...
Come on, let's I want to see what it looks like at night.
Yeah, that's what I thought you might want to. Yeah, one day we can go down to the brook, can't we?
To the brook? Oh, yeah, the brook. No, not bad.
Not now?
I said not bad, yeah.
What do you mean?
Are you ready?
Yeah, because I'd like to do that. We can go down and sit at the brook. Maybe you can get some milkshake from McDonald's. And we can sit in there and drink it. We're walking away from the waterfall now. As you can hear.
Foxes don't attack people, do they?
No. They're scared. They might do if you cornered it, but... Why, did you see one?
I saw four legs again.
We keep seeing four legs in the bushes. It's probably a fox. It won't hurt you, darling. It's hiding until we get past.
I think you'd be worried about if I were caught it.
Well, it should be, and it is.
Oh, I think it's quite good when they put lights in here, no?
Have they put lights?
Yeah, lights.
I see.
It's like from one point, then get a bit of darkness, and then it's street light again.
What, actually in here?
It's street light, just past one now.
And that's actually in here, not from the street?
No, it's in here.
Oh, that's good.
And now we're heading for the darkness now.
I suppose people do cut through this way, rather than walking along the road. I wouldn't come through here on my own at night. We didn't get any thunder or anything after that. One flash of lightning, did we?
No. Those niggas are walking at night.
Who?
The bright niggas.
Yeah, I know, I expect they do. They probably work... They don't work 24 hours, but they probably do long shifts. It's probably open 24 hours.
Can you walk in there and buy a bread in there?
Don't think so, no.
It's got to be on...
On the supermarket shelf, yeah. Oh, yeah, I think the supermarkets, they get the trucks going in there, loading up and taking it off to the various supermarkets.
Can I do a movie in this place?
What, in here? Why?
Got a good background.
Well, it's very nice in here, isn't it?
Quiet.
It's quiet, it's scenic, I'd say.
A place like that, I think they should have CCTV around here because... This is I'm not a crime nigger, but this could be a very good
spot.
Well,
it could be. If someone's walking through on their own, they could easily get mugged.
Oh, yeah, quite easily.
If someone could lay in wait, but
yeah,
I don't think that...
All around those bushes right now.
But I don't think that many people walk through here on their own, to be honest. Not when it's dark.
Since we come in here right now, there's been no soul behind us or in front of us.
Yeah, I know. Well, there was. Nigerian man.
That was in my spot. This is a different bush. This is a different route to enter now. I don't know if you see what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a different path.
Different path, and there's no one in front of behind us. No one will hear your voice.
Well, I don't think most people wouldn't be daft enough to come through here.
So we're fucking daft?
Well, no, because they're not likely to mug two of us. Not really. Well, unless there's a whole gang of them.
The spot where you can have a nice check. You're sitting in a dark spot just watching people go by.
Well, people want to do things like that, but what I'm saying is the chances of people coming by are very slim and far between, or few and far between probably, so it would be a waste of time. I would never come through here. I would come through... Even in the day, it's a bit secluded, but I would come through here in the day. I have done.
What's the reason why people mug people? because they don't have, maybe they have something to eat or something like that. They're hungry, right?
Well, in this country, I think it's just mostly opportunists that want to make a bit of easy money, really.
Yeah, because if you think about it, in Nigeria, you know, you don't have benefits and all that things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, a nigga's hungry, he wants to eat something, he thinks of, oh, how do I get money? Oh, I'm going to steal and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, all people here, they get benefits.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, why did you just do more?
Oh, because they... Sometimes it's for drugs. If they've got a habit, the benefits aren't enough for that, are they? You know, you get, what, I don't know, if you're a single person, probably £50 a week. If you're on Job Seekers Allowance, it's £50 or £60 a week. That's not really enough to pay bills, and it's not really enough to eat even. So if you've got a habit of cocaine or something, it's certainly not going to fund that, is it? Mm. And you know those people, alcoholics to a certain extent as well, will do anything. They'll steal, lie, cheat, anything if they're really addicted for money. So I think that's the answer. I'm not saying that's the answer in every case. You can't always generalise like that.
Imagine this thing right now, I walk in, someone just comes out of the door and say, hey, I'm trying to muggle. What would you do?
Give them my stuff, there you
are. That's what you do?
Yep. I'll give them my bag, I'd give them everything.
Really?
Yep. As long as they let me go, that is what I'll do. Funnily enough, we've been talking about this. I haven't talked about it, but I will put something on there on the VIP Advisor channel.
About what?
How do you keep yourself safe, and if someone approaches you, like demands your money or your handbag, what would you do? And I'd say, have the lot. My life's more important. Everything in my bag I can replace. I can stop my cards. I can cancel my phone. You know, but I can't get another life, can I? So I'm not gonna get into a fight with someone and get hurt. I'm just gonna say, you know, if that's all you want, I'll be pleased. They're not gonna try and rape you or something like that. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it wouldn't shake me up, because it really would, but I wouldn't lose too much sleep over it. As long as they let me go in one piece. Why? What would you do if they tried to take your iPad? Kill them.
My iPad is even too much. What would I say? Try to take my handkerchief or my pen. Or something.
See, but
say
they've got a knife on them.
I'll calmly advise that nigga. Calmly advise them. You want to mug? You want to mug? You want to steal something? Pick someone else. You pick the wrong nigga. Trust me. You don't want them to deal with me.
How did we cross the road without me knowing?
Well, I'm across the road here.
Well, the traffic's on the wrong side.
Oh, we're on Kent Road right now.
Oh, we've come out that way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought I was going mad then. I was thinking we were coming down that little footpath. I think I better pause this now, because it's going to...
Oh, still on there?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me when we're on there and when we're off there?
I told you when we were on there, when I stopped and put it on, remember?
There,
okay, it's on now. I'm going to get the dogs on here. We are now in our street. Don't mention the name, darling.
Our street name is it?
Yes.
Number?
No.
70?
Yes. That's not our number, everybody.
Arcite Avenue.
We've passed Arcite Avenue. And it's so called, because I may have said on here before, once you've got your arse hit, because it's very narrow around the corner, isn't it?
Yep.
And a car hit his arse, luckily not too hard. You have to walk single. What he was trying to do was to get in front of me, wasn't it? He was trying to pass me, but it's only a single file path there. The car's coming out of the garages. I wonder where they're off to.
What are we doing there? Just let's walk on the main road, darling.
Huh?
Let's walk on the road.
Okay, we're walking in the road now. We've had a nice leisurely walk home, and I was a little bit cold by the time we finished our meal, because we were sitting on the corner and it was a bit breezy, but now it's not as humid as it was. It probably is awful inside, so be prepared, but it's nice out here. We had a very nice evening, didn't we?
The plane.
I can hear it.
Well, remember when I was coming to the UK in the plane?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Did you like it? You didn't like it much, did you?
No, it was a good experience, you know.
I love flying.
Flying's good.
I love it.
I don't like the taking off part.
That's my favourite bit.
Up.
And I love landing.
I love landing, but not taking off. Taking off. Like one drink goes up. Oh,
oh, oh. Oh, I love that.
Chief Wakabubu.
Hello, Chief Wakabubu.
How you doing, nigga?
Hello, Chief Wakabubu. Hello, our African friend. Wakabubu! Don't let him run in front of that car, darling.
How you doing, nigga?
Hello, hello.
You know what I did right now?
What?
He came up on and stood up with some hind
legs. Stood up on his back legs to you.
Yeah.
Hello, my fellow nigga. I said the wrong word on audio boo. Sorry about that, everyone. I am not being...
Shinky is on the top window.
Oh.
You want to take a leap?
No! Don't come down here. The Shinka's here. Shinky's up at the top. Now, don't call her down here. She's stupid. She's enough to come. Shall I ring the doorbell?
How about I open up my key?
Okay.
Oh, you're going to get that nigga running down for nothing, no?
Shh. A bit too much use of the N-word. Apologies, everyone. But you know he doesn't mean it in that term. Because Ronan is...
White nigger.
A white nigger, as he calls him. Hello.
I just opened up the key now. He's going to come up for nothing. That's what I was trying to say.
Hello.
Kabubu.
Hello.
Lammy's here. Lammy's got out.
Lammy's here.
Ah.
What?
What are you doing?
Recording audio, boo. Hello. Ow. Ooh. He just bit me through my dress and that really hurt.
He's been sitting on the window.
Has he?
Yeah.
That really hurts. Get down. I'm not... No, all right, I'm pleased to see you, but you've broken the skin. You've Yeah, look.
Again?
Yeah, like you did before. Don't bite me.
Oh, man, knock this nigga
out. Yeah, see it, look, see?
Oh. That... On it.
Yeah. He bites because I've only got a thin dress on. He's bitten
what
through it.
What is wrong with you, nigga?
He's only pleased to see me, but...
Calm down, all right?
He doesn't have to go to that extreme. That is painful.
He's just happy, right?
He's happy. At least I've had a tetanus injection.
Calm down, nigga.
Calm down.
He's not calm right now.
He just grabs hold of my dress, and because it's only thin, it's like, it's really sore though when he does that. It really hurts. It's like being stung by a wasp.
Oh, you're licking my nose now.
He can jump up quite high because it's on the back of my hip.
He didn't need the container on
your hip. No, we had to carry that for nothing. Anyway, we're
look like two deers gonna plant a bomb.
Yeah, that's my burger that I couldn't finish, so I'm gonna have it later or tomorrow.
Why is it in my bag?
Well, because we didn't want to help.
Where should I put it?
Put it in the fridge, please. Ow, that really hurts. I'm gonna wash it with some antiseptic wipe. Do you mind? I'm not very. All right.
I put the dogs though.
Thank you.
I just put one tub in now.
Yeah, that's all you have to put in, yeah. Thank you.
Dum dum, my nigga.
I'll take it, they ate it.
Dum dum. Yeah. Oh, you want to go out?
Oh, take him. Can you take him out, please, Divi? I've sat down now. Take this little idiot as well. That bit me. He bit his mummy. He didn't mean to, but don't bite. I'm going to have all your teeth filed next time you go to the vets and then take them all out.
Thanks,
it's all right. You're welcome. Brain's paid for it. Anyway, audio boo, that's it from me tonight. I hope I can upload this now because it's quite long, but I don't think it's too long. So I hope you've enjoyed it. And if you haven't, then arseholes. Bye for now.